Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Right, hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, Israel. Shalom, shalom. Elder, before we get started, I'm getting some feedback that some people are having trouble dialing in and even logging in to the show from the computer, from their computer. So I hope we're transmitting okay. I hope we're transmitting okay. We're going to go ahead anyway, and if we get any more feedback, maybe we might have to make some adjustments. But other than that, welcome, Yisrael. Welcome once again to the Elder Show. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and we're honored to come before you again today. Hallelujah. Yahuwah has given us a message, and we're going to do our best to deliver it to you, hallelujah, to our people, and to all who have ear to hear. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? What is tonight's message? Here it is. We're saying it again. We're saying it again. Your protection is in your walk. Listen closely. Do not miss this. We're saying it again.
Hallelujah.
Your protection. And you know we're in a crazy time, right? I mean, people are panicking. People are afraid. Some of the people who said they wouldn't take the vax, if the vax came and slapped them in the face, those same people are lining up now to take it. They're afraid. What the Bible says in the last days, he said men's hearts shall fail them. You know, men's hearts shall fail them because of fear. Fear, elder, because of fear. And because they've been propagandized. They've been bewitched, brainwashed. They're watching CNN, Fox, MSNBC. They're watching the mainstream witchcraft media. They have been bewitched, and they have yielded to their fears. Hallelujah. Okay, so, and here's the thing. Even the so-called experts of the world have told them that this vaccine will not prevent them from catching the virus, okay? I mean, not only will it not prevent them from catching the virus, the vaccine itself can kill you. So, but that's what witchcraft does. When you listen to a lie over and over again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this is what happens. You could think you're not getting brainwashed, but you're getting brainwashed. So, but for those who have an ear to hear, a spiritual ear to hear, Yahuwah has sent us to you to tell you this message. Well, you might say, well, I haven't taken the vaccine. I'm not going to take it. But how can I be sure that I'm protected? That's what we come to tell you tonight. Your protection is in your walk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have a scripture reading for tonight. Hallelujah. So we're gonna read the scripture for tonight. But Elder, let me introduce ourselves. I'm so excited about this topic. I am Elder Elias, and I have my brother with me, Elder Yael. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Protection is in our walk. So let's go into the scripture. Okay, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Chapter 16, verse 26. It reads as follows. Now, as I read it, and I'm going to read it slow on purpose, remember, your protection is in your walk. You might say, well, what is my walk? Well, in a nutshell, this scripture, this not even a whole chapter, but this one verse is going to encapsulate all the pertinent things that you need to know to walk the right walk, to walk in the right place that will sign you up, so to speak. Now, this is just layman's terms. It's signing you up for this insurance policy. This is, you know, when you get insurance policy for a car, you're looking for a protection, right? If you run into somebody accidentally, that's why they call it accident, you don't want to come out of your pocket for $2,000-$4,000 to get the other car fixed, the one that you ran into or a truck you ran into, y'all forbid, somebody's body, physical body that you ran into. You don't want to come out of the enemy. That could break you. You would have to sell your house maybe. I'm talking about if you really injure somebody. But what they have is an insurance policy. So you sign up and you pay them your monthly you pay them a monthly premium. Okay, so when you're paying them a monthly, depending on your driver risk, you might pay a lot, you might pay a little. But if let's say you're paying them $50 a month. Okay, so my goodness, it's like throwing money out the window. No, it's not, because if something were to happen, and let's say you were at fault and you ran into somebody, not only you did damage to their vehicle, but you actually hurt the person or people who were inside. Now, normally, just the vehicle alone can break some people, but you're talking about bodily injury. So you add all that up. Let's say you might cause $150,000 worth of damage to the car and bodily injury. Now, who has that kind of money just sitting around, you know, waiting to be thrown at something like this? Not too many of them. Not too many of them. So what it does, now you could turn that all over to Allstate. If you have a good insurance policy, turn it over to Allstate. I'm not giving these people no. I don't know. I'm giving them free advertising now, but whoever your insurance company is, the general, you know, whatever it is, you turn it over to them. You know, they'll investigate. They'll write up a claim, and they'll pay the whole thing for you. So, UUA has a better insurance policy. See, when things happen like they are now, it doesn't matter if this so-called plague or pestilence, if it's man-made in a laboratory or if Yah sent it, it doesn't matter. If it's out there and you see people getting it and you're afraid you're going to get it, you know, the enemy might tell you better get that vaccine, or if you don't get it, see, that's the witchcraft they're pushing on the mainstream media. You don't get that vaccine, you're going to be a goner, you know. All somebody has to do is cough on you, blow on you, accidentally spit on you. You're going to be, you know, you're going to be done for. So you hear that all day, all week, all month, all year, and it gets down into your system, and so you start to think it's not if I'm going to get it; it's just a matter of when I'm going to get it. But let me they offer you they offer you a remedy. Get this vaccine. Get it. This will save your life. Even if you get it, you won't die. Even if you get the virus, you won't die. Well, yeah. Okay. So you run down and get it. But you find out this insurance policy, this so-called savior, this vaccine so-called savior, not only is not stopping you from catching a vaccine, a virus, it's actually killing you itself. So, I mean, it's not a laughing matter. So we don't mean it like that, but it's doing a double whammy. It's not only not protecting you from the vax, but it don't even let the virus get to you. It's killing you itself. So UUA has a much better insurance policy. It's called your walk, your righteous walk. And you guys, what is that? What is the instruction? I need to know the terms of this. So that's why we're going to read. That's why we're going to read. Okay, our foundational scripture tonight is found in Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26. I'm reading the church version. I'm reading the King James version because people won't listen to me if I don't read this version. A lot of church people. So here we go. He says, "And said, Thou wilt diligently," I mean seriously, consistently, "you will diligently hearken to the voice of UUA, thy mighty one, and will do that which is right in his sight." Got to have a righteous one. Right. Root word righteousness. Do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear, okay, to his commandment. Okay? some of you in church, you better reread your Bible, you know, for your pastor who told you the laws and commandments are done away with. Who are you going to believe, Scripture itself or your pastor? If you want Yah's insurance policy, it's telling you what to do. And give ear to his commandments. Listen and obey. You say, oh, we'll just say give ear, didn't say do it. No. No, you've got to go precept upon precept, line upon line.
Mm-hmm.
It says give ear. That doesn't mean just hear and don't do. Let's go to your New Testament. That's where you, church folks, that's where you reside at, right? Okay, let's go over to New Testament. James 1:22, right? What does it say? It say, I'm going to paraphrase this for you. Say, don't just be hearers. Don't just give ear. Like I say, don't just be hearers. It say, but what? Mm-hmm. Be ye doers. Perform it. Walk it out. Doers of the word. You got to obey the word. He say, not hearers only. Not just giving ear only. He say, if you do that, what did it say? You're deceiving your own selves. That's what it says.
That's right.
You're deceiving your own selves. You know, you have to link these precepts up because these people have been so brainwashed in the church, they just looking for a way out of the spirit and to get into the flesh. They want to get to the kingdom while they're walking in the flesh. That's exactly what a carnal person wants to do. They want to get to the kingdom at the end of it all. They want to make it to the kingdom while they live their life in the flesh. They want to have their cake, eat it too. The pleasures of sin and the pleasures of the kingdom. It don't work like that, okay? It says, and give ear, and we know that means being a doer of his commandments, and keep all his statutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep his laws and commandments. It says, if you do that, it says, I will put none. I mean, he means none. I will put none of these diseases upon you. He will put none of these plagues, because that's what's going on now.
Uh-huh.
Genesis 15, it says, when our 400 years is up, what it says the very next thing he's going to do, Elder, he's going to judge that nation. He's going to judge it. And that's what you're seeing now. How did he judge? The people in ancient Egypt, he sent plagues, pestilence, and that's what's going on now. He said he's going to put none of these plagues, none of these pestilences. He said none of these diseases will he put upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. That's what he's brought them for. He brought them for the wicked. He brought them for the Egyptians. He says, for I am Yahuwah, thy mighty one. It is I that healeth thee. Okay? So that's where we stand. That's our foundational. Now, I'm going to stay in Exodus to link up some more precepts with this. This is going to be great because some people are looking, you know, they're holding on. They're trying to hold on. And, you know, they might have peaked a little bit too much and saw these newscasters, you know, preaching this demonic gospel on these mainstream news networks, and they say, my goodness, okay, I haven't taken it, but my friend's taking it, my parents taking it, my auntie, you know, my preacher said he's taking it, and he might be lying to you, but he said it. What am I going to do? I mean, I see people dying. No, fear not. What did Yahushua say? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
That's right.
He says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power. He's given a spirit of authority, of power, love, and a sound mind. And he's not going to leave you empty-handed. He does have a protection plan for us. He does. And we're going to get into that tonight. But before I go any further, I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Elder Yael, and he's going to bless us. Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah. Toda, Elder, Toda. You know, you are absolutely right because, you know, the scripture tells us the wicked, he runs when nothing is pursuing him. You know,
that's right.
That's kind of that's a serious saying there, you know, because I didn't think when I was younger, I didn't think I would ever be looking at some people there that would be running and scared and tripping and so forth, and nothing is happening, nothing is going on, nobody's after them. But yet their mind, in their head, there's something in there, and it's going to got them, you know? And so that's why we're sticking with the scripture. We are sticking with the scripture because we absolutely don't have to be afraid of these demon-filled people. You know, people like Bill Gates and the Fauci, whatever his name. We don't have to be afraid of these demonic-filled dooms on the earth.
Hallelujah.
They're already doomed. They already gone. I mean, they already they headed to hell, and they want to link up whoever they can to take with them. You know, we know that. So you know, that's why we don't have to be worried about this doggone corona. This coronavirus, I'm going to tell you something, it doesn't spread unless you go down there and get the shot. Now you got it. And guess what?
Just
if you get that shot, you are a nasty, poisonous person walking among people out there. I'm tell you that. That's what's happening. That mess that you let them put in you, now you can spread it among others who have never been affected by this coronavirus stuff. And that's what the Fauci and the Bill Gates, that's what they want. They won't come up with something so that they can destroy mankind regardless of how they have to do it. That's what they are all about, you see? And so that's why we got to do our research. We got to realize what we are up against here in this country. We're up against the devil that hates the Hebrew Israelite people. I mean, flat, hate us. And this demon, this mess in the Gentile people has been in them.
Yes.
From the time that we've been brought over here on those slave ships, you see? So this ain't nothing new for us, this BS that they got coming out of their filthy, nasty, corrupted head, you know? Think they can scare people. Yeah, they can scare the people that doesn't know Yahuwah. Yeah, they can do that because people just don't listen to the word. See, we just got to take this thing a little further and take a look and listen to what Yahuwah has told us, okay? Because we know. That's why we ain't worried about these dogs out there. They can crawl and growl like they want. We ain't worried about them. You know, they're going to go to hell anyway. We know that. So we ain't worried about your growling nasty butt out there. You know, the coronavirus, every time you turn the TV on, you corona your nasty south out of my face. That's why I cut you off when you come on my TV at my place, at my house. I trip you. I just say, I ain't going to waste my time because you ain't nothing but the demon, and that's all you are, trying to destroy us. But we're a little bit smarter than that. Yahuwah has given us a little bit more wisdom, okay? And so that's why we listen to him and hear what he has to say. Because we know that you ain't got crap out there that you could do unless we allow you to spread. That's why I ain't got nothing to do with these nasty folks out here. I'm trying to stay as far away as I possibly can from them, okay? Even if they hint that they have taken a shot, don't come near me. That's the way I see it, because you got something nasty going on with you. First of all, you have already murdered yourself by accepting the mark that these nasty two dogs came up with, whoever it is, or Bill Gates, number one, anyway, I know that. But anyway, this crap that they didn't come out with, spreading it out there amongst the people, the population, so that they can get you. That's what it's all about, these nasty dogs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be aware of these cronies. That's why the scripture told us, you know, you count the number. help this man, this man that is got this mark, you see, in Revelation chapter 13. It tells us, you know, don't watch this here. Just hear what it says here, because that means we can identify that wicked dog that's walking amongst us.
That's right.
He needs to be.
That's right.
He really needs death, because the scripture says if anybody, any man, sheds man's blood, his blood shall be shed by me, by man. That's why I say this nasty, flat hip, flat booted clown out there, you know, walking amongst us, think they're going to just scare us so bad. Oh, you going to get Canada, eh? You nasty dog. You got it already.
Hallelujah.
What do you think you have? It's not. You already have it, and I ain't going to get it from you. You ain't going to give it to me. Okay?
Hallelujah.
That's why he tells us here, even in Revelation 13, if, let's see, what is it? Let me see if I can see stuff. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Those whose names, now listen to that, who's going to worship him? Whose names are not written in the book of life of the
That's
Lamb
right.
slain from the foundation of the world. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You are the nasty, you're the filthy ones that are out there that's going to catch yourself up into worshiping these guys, okay? If any man have an ear, let him hear, okay? He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity.
That's right.
That he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. I know demons don't want the world to hear that. They don't want the world to hear the truth, you see? But
That's
it's
right.
there. It's already. You can't change that. You can act a fool because you can get on this network and fool yourself and try to prevent others from hearing Yahuwah's word, his truth, as it go out, okay? Here's the patience. It tells us here's the patience and the faith of the saints. You see? So Yahuwah, regardless of what's going on out here, he still has some saints out here. His people are still out here. And believe me, his people are not letting these demons trick them with that old coronavirus crap that they got. Okay? That's a bunch of hogwash. They can take it and eat it up themselves, because we're not letting those dogs fool us, trip us out with their garbage. I don't care who they sent, what they sent out, you know, because I'm learning a little bit about this country itself, you know, they're finding themselves in some trouble, and I believe in the near future we are going to be seeing some things that we didn't think we would ever see, you see, because what they did, we all know. I don't care what black soul that don't even want to understand what happened when they saw Trump go down, it's being put out,
mm-hmm.
so forth. But that situation was an unjust situation, you know? You know, they just
That's right.
actually allowed a foreign country to just walk on in the door. They brought him on in the door so that they could set it up and put him out. Because, see, that man was doing some things that this country had never experienced, you see. Yeah, and mm-hmm. they didn't realize that he could come in and do these things the way he did it. And so, you know, they had to get him out of the picture. Had to get
mm-hmm.
that man out the way. First of all, the so-called African-American people, the Hebrew Israelites, they were even prospering under this guy's rule.
Yeah.
Okay? Under his administration. You see? And so these phonies, these fakes out there, like the Kamala Harris thing, like I said, they ain't no human being. It's just some crap out there looking, you know, and the people that call, the guy that they call Joe fighting, you know. And if you search this thing quite a bit, you see the thing that you see that's supposed that is appearing out there in front of everybody to be Joe Biden. Do your research. Do your research. You find out, you know, it may not be the Joe Biden that you thought you were looking at, okay? Because the devil.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's some things going on behind closed doors, behind our backs, things that, you know, is careful, being careful, but the truth will come out. It will come out.
Yes, it will.
See? Yeah, because if you ever look at, you find out, you know, that thing that is called Joe Biden that's supposed to be our president, you know, we know it wasn't even come close, didn't even come close to being elected, you know. The world totally rejected him. Everybody in this country almost rejected that thing, but now he's walking around trying to grab and stuff like it's something. But we know. It don't matter what they say now, what they do, they have actually messed themselves up, okay? They have done that.
Yes.
And we see it coming. It's coming down the pipe. It's just a matter of time. And so, you know, but that's the kind of stuff we're facing right now. And we see it, a lot of us, some of us that are wise and so forth, because, you know what has just taken place in this country, wasn't supposed to take place. You know, it was never supposed to be like that. But no, Satan thought he could just come up, oh, I just take over right now while I can. I'm just going to take on over. You know, but that's what we're facing. We got to understand that and recognize it. That's why it's thousands of people. They sent out so many of these corona vaccine stuff. I think it's all millions, over just so many of them. And they send, or they said as they follow this thing, so many of that mess is becoming corrupted, and so much of it, people just ain't accepting it. They just not, you see? So,
right.
You know, anytime we see some things like that, we see the hand of Yahuwah, you see, protecting the people, doing some things for himself. He's protecting the people, you know, and these dogs, these demons, demonic stuff that they put on these TV newscasts, you know, and so forth, and pump them up every morning. I guess they got some kind of doggone pump they could just plug it up into these people, fill them up with a bunch of lies, and then they turn them loose on the rest of the day. You know,
that's
what
right.
It seems like. You know, I'm telling you, it's madness,
right.
Madness. You know, but we know we see this is a demon. This is the work of that craziness that was happening, going on back in the old times, you know, as it was in the days of Noah. You know, things like that are starting to try to happen, mess around out here like that amongst us. But we got to stay close to Yahuwah, you know. That's why we're bringing this message tonight, you know, because look what it tells us in the book of Joshua. Book of Joshua, verse 8, okay, chapter 1, verse 8. What it says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You hear that? This book of the law. See, I don't care what they do, you see. He said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit, okay?
Here.
And so you can walk around and do whatever you thought you could, but you cannot kill this word. This is Yah's word. You can't change that. You are messed up because you cannot
change
that. You see? And so since you think you thought you could, you are ruined. You know, we see death coming up on you now. It's coming out in your ears and places like that, you know? Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, okay, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, okay? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You see, these are the words that come out of Yahuwah's mouth to his people. You see? So, you know, are we worried about their coronavirus, the fake Joe, the fake thing they call the Joe Biden or whatever he is up there? That you know, we ain't worried about that. Because no matter how fake they make him and stick him in front of everybody, he's still the same old piece of stuff that is nothing. That is absolutely nothing. That's all I can say. You see? And we don't have to be afraid of that. You know, like he said, the wicked fleeth when no one pursueth. No one is pursuing him. Yet he fleeth. You know, dancing around and so forth. No one is pursuing him. Yeah. That's why we could talk like we could talk. We could talk like we talking in front of or before the face of anybody on this earth. Okay? Now, I'm listening. I hope you're listening. I bet you probably is listening. That's why you meddling your filthy stuff around even with our program. We know.
That's right.
You know. So, but we got the truth with us. It's in us. The truth. The spirit of God. Okay? Is life. You see? And so we're not worried about your death stroke that you got, you throwing spilling out there amongst the people in the world all over the place. Spitting it out there, you know, just trying to kill people. Trying your best to destroy people.
That's right.
Don't you know? We've seen situations where people have tried to destroy God's people. You remember Haman? You know, he got hung on his own rafter, whatever you call it. You know, he done got out there and got so high and mighty. Oh, I'm going to destroy the people. Oh, I'm going to hang them all. Yeah, next thing up, he's the first one hang on the scaffold. Okay? That's the first one. You see? And so he done got hung and got a whole lot of other people like him, with him, hung too. So, you know, we see it. We see what Yah does to these wicked folks out here that think they're going to come up automatically and just, anoint themselves to have the authority to walk around us human beings, the real people of this world, and we got this authority to just kill as many as we want. We're going to depopulate the earth. We're just going to kill so many out there. Who gave these suckers that authority? Who gave them that authority? No, Yah never gave it to them. Nobody but Satan himself, you see? And they think they can walk around here, anoint themselves as priests of the murderers. I'm top murderer in this world, you know? So I'm just going to, old Fauci, he be preaching stuff just coming out of his nasty face. He don't even be knowing sometimes what he's saying himself. You know? We know what he's doing. Out there preaching death up on people. And he's trying to be the person that carries out this death up on the world. You see? But he done forgot. See? And that's why they, every once in a while, you hear him boasting about the military. We got this military. And see, that's what happens. As soon as that word military come out of their face, we know that they never knew it, or they done totally forgot about Pharaoh's army. They done forgot.
That's right. Yes, they did.
Go to the Red Sea. Now, go to that sea now and you dig up some of Pharaoh's army bones.
Hallelujah.
Destroyed by him, you know? Yeah, chariots and everything that they were riding along on, you know? You know, yeah, they're still there. And we know it. We just recently seen that. You know, it's there. They still rotten, you see? And so don't, you know, you go ahead on and boast and think you got something going, you know, because of your ignorance, your stupidity. You don't even know to realize that the army was drowned in the sea, Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, you know, no, you think you got it nailed. All you got to do is pump. You did, dog. You already go. You already did. You know, you just a walking mm-hmm. corpse. I'm telling you that right now. You know, that's the way we see it, because that's what's going on out there. You know, these people in this Babylonian system, this Babylon, Babylon is falling. Whether anybody realizes
yes,
or not. She just dropped like a dog. She's just like a big dead stick just done dropped. Okay? Babylon. So, you know, so that's why Yahushua tell us we don't have to be afraid of these things out here thinking they can pop up and just anoint themselves to be the number one murderer in this world. And nobody's going to do nothing to me about who I kill. Oh, I kill a bunch of you guys, just thousands of you at once. And nobody's going to put me in jail. They ain't going to even charge me for anything. Your death
That's
doesn't
right.
worth nothing to me, you know. And they got that stuff going through. Like, you know, we supposed to sit back and accept that garbage. And that's what really gets me upset when we got these greasy-mouthed black preachers going to
yeah.
get out there and push that mess. Anything,
right.
whether you're gay, you're homosexual, whatever you are, if you think you're going to get out there and pump this mess out in the face of people, push it, promote it, you know, and we're supposed to just bow down to and accept it. No. You're not Yahuwah, you know? So just remember that. You know, you may as well take your phony-looking, fair-looking self out of the way, because you're going to be put out of the way very soon.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the 400 years of the time that the children of Israel was brought over here, it's gone. It's over. You should have done
That's
what
right.
you thought you could do before that 400 years was over. Although you did so much nastiness anyway, and your record cannot be erased, you see, because, yeah, we have a record of your dirtiness and your filthiness is already on the books, okay? It's already on the books, and you can't erase it, you see, because you the one put it there. You did it to yourself, all right?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, that's what we see. We see these things going on. I can go a little further, just a couple of more steps here in the scripture here. Let me just read a little bit, because what the scripture is saying to us is what's important, very important, okay? Let's go to, I'm going to look at 1 Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Mighty One as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahuwah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." You see what this Yah's word is teaching us tonight?
Yeah.
We can understand. Listen, you know, it's not hard to be obedient to Yah, his word, you see? And all the way in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Master, Master, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Okay? "But he that
right.
doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." You see? That's the message coming from the heavens, okay? To us, to the people that are citizens of Yah's kingdom, that will be, okay? So we obey, the obedience is giving us all of the things we need to have in order to be safe, okay? So all that corona crap they try to scare you with and all that junk, that's just garbage. That's garbage. They can take that garbage because we're not buying it, okay? We're not buying it, okay?
We're not buying.
And so, no, we're not buying it. Acts chapter 5:29, "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey Yahoo rather than men. You see what I'm saying? We got to tell men how far he can go and stick his filth with him up his behind. You see? Because we are to obey Yahoo. Okay, folks? If you hear, I don't care if it does make you mad. That means you already, you may already be lost. The truth caused you to go mad. I mean, you already was a mad dog before you even heard this truth. You know,
that's
you just
right.
Wants an excuse. You see, that's what it is. Okay. Just a couple more words here. It's about in Genesis. It reads here in chapter 6, verse 22. Thus did Noah according to all that Yahuwah commanded him. So did he. You see what I mean? So we got to be in the process, in the mental mindset to be ready, to be obedient to Yahuwah. Okay? That's what it is. We got to be obedient. We can.
That's right.
The big thing about it. Yahuwah has given us. He has given us love. He did not give us stuff, this spirit of fear that they pumping out of the news media here amongst us, okay? If we ignore that crap, it won't have no effect on us. That's all I got to say.
That's right.
You just got to ignore that crap. Ignore it. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So, okay, I'll tell you what I can do, Elder. I guess I can let you come up, or we could play one of these clips. Would you rather for me to just play the clip and let you come on up behind it? And that'd be okay.
I'll go ahead and deliver. I just want to make sure, because since it seems like they were playing with the network earlier, I want to make sure I just deliver this little short message. And it's going to be out of Exodus. So then we'll go ahead and play the clip.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, here we go. Your protection is in your walk, Israel. Your protection is in your walk. Now, a lot of you have been hanging on. You've been seeing people fall by your side, but that's okay. You know, fall by your side means, okay, they said they weren't taking this back. They were just as strong in their commitment as you were. But next thing you know, they might didn't even tell you they're going to take it. Next thing you know, you're at work and they say, oh, man, they're really trying to pressure people to take the vax, right? You say, yeah, I already took it. What? You already took it. See, a lot of that is going on. The ones who are fearful, the scripture talks about the fearful and the unbelieving. See, he's not going to have any part with them. The fearful and unbelieving, it speaks of those people. And so that's what you have. You have the fearful and unbelieving. They're starting to fall off. It's just like a person who had a smoking habit, and they built up enough strength, willpower, they prayed, and they stopped smoking. You know, and that's good. Mm-hmm. Stop drinking. And somehow down the line, because the Bible says, can a man take fire into his bosom? And not be burned. So you don't supposed to tempt yourself. You know what your besetting sins are, your besetting weaknesses. So you don't quit drugs or drinking or smoking and then go back the next month or so and start hanging out with those same smokers and drug addicts and alcoholics. You don't do that, because those same demons, now they're starting to, whisper in your ear and everything, and you're smelling the smoke, or you're looking at your favorite drink, whatever. That's not wise. You let it go, let that demon go. He's going to search around. He's looking for another host to get into. But if you're foolish and you think you can somehow take this fire back into your bosom without being burned, as you start hanging out with the same crowd, next thing you know, he's going to come back, knocking on your door, and he's going to tempt you. He knows the right words. He has much more experience than you do, Next thing you know, he's coming back in, but this time he's going to bring seven other friends with him. And worse than him, it says. It says the last state of you is going to be worse than the former state. So, Israel, don't worry about the people who are falling off the wagon. You got a lot of people who fell off the wagon. Don't worry about them. Your help is here. Yahuwah never left you. That's why you're still standing strong today. A lot of you, like myself, like Elder, a lot of you have never even had a sick day this year, last year, and everything. You know, they act like if you listen to them, you think everybody's going to get this thing. You know, and whether the so-called virus came in your midst or contacted you or not, you wouldn't have never known it because you were protected by the Most High. You wouldn't have never known. I've hung around people who were sick or became sick, and I give you all the credit. Didn't come down sick at all. Healthy as enough. So you have a protection plan. It's here. You do not lose heart. Your protection is in your walk. I'm going to read 15 that we started on. I'm going to go back to 12. Here it is. Chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. 12 and 13. It says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt." This is the second Egypt, okay? And we're in this Babylonian system, okay? So he's going to pass through this wicked land, these wicked lands, this wicked system. He's going to pass through at night, okay, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, okay? So we're talking about the pestilence and judgment. These are judgments that's going forth to the enemies of Israel. These are their judgments. It was never meant for us, see? So he's going to smite the firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and against all the gods, execute judgment. For I am Yahuwah. Now listen here. He's given them their instructions. We have our instructions. It says, "And the blood," because he told them to put the blood on the doorpost, "and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are." Here's the key. Here's the key sentence right here. "And when I see the blood," he sent out his death angel, his Malachi, that's going to execute this judgment. And he's already instructed this Malachi, "When you see the blood, those are the ones, those are my people, those are the ones you are to pass over." That's why you don't have nothing to worry about in this time of pestilence, this plague. Because he said he's going to do this. When he see the blood, he said, "When I see the blood," when that Malachi see the blood, "they will pass over you." See? And the plague, it actually says the plague, the pandemic or the plandemic, shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. He's just letting you know again, this was not meant for you. It was meant for your oppressors. Let's jump over to verse 23. It says, "For Yahuwah will pass through to smite the Egyptians." See, it was for our oppressors. The Egyptians were their oppressors. It says, "And when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts," Yahuwah, in other words, his Malachi, that messenger of death, "will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer," see, "to come in unto your houses to smite you." Hallelujah, hallelujah. That should get you. So just like in ancient Egypt, the Most High, what if we read through all that? Blood. That's the key. That's the symbol, okay? So just like in the days of ancient Egypt, the Most High will be looking for the blood, okay? And don't get too excited about my church going friends, because they think it's all the blood of Jesus, JC, and they think they don't have nothing to worry about. He's done it all. He's done everything. You don't have nothing to do. You could go back to drinking and homemonging and everything. The blood of Jesus is going to take care of it. No. This is a truth network here. No. Listen, Like in the days of ancient Egypt, the Most High will be looking for the blood. And we're going to explain what the blood is as it pertains to us, which represents the righteous atonement, the precious sacrificial blood of his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Now, those who acknowledge the work of our Mashiach, so this don't even go for these so-called Hebrew Israelites who call themselves non-Messianic. They don't believe in the Mashiach. Well, you know, you don't have a protection. You know, if you want to go get the vax and die a little faster, if you do not acknowledge not only the Mashiach, but the work that Mashiach has accomplished, then there is true salvation for you. It says, those who acknowledge the work of our Mashiach and are following in his path. That's the key. See, that's where the separation from the false Christian doctrine, you know, it says, and following in his path. None of that, oh, the finished work of Christ, and we don't have to do nothing. We could hit the club. No, the following in his path. That is the path of righteousness in keeping with and complying with the righteous laws and commandments that Yahuwah wrote in our heart. You say, well, the righteous laws and commandments, if you have them two tables of stone. Yes, but he says in these days, with the Ruach HaKodesh, he says, I will make a new covenant. And this is all it is. He's not changing his laws. He's just making them closer and more dear, more intimate with you. He took those laws. He placed them in our heart. He wrote them in our heart. Yeah, he didn't write no new laws. He said, well, but we don't have to keep the 10 no more. And then, listen, he says, I change not, right? He changed not. What laws do you think he put in your heart? You think he just made up something? No, he changed not. Those laws are in written in our hearts now. Okay? So, he says, they're not in tablets of stone anymore. He said he will write them in our heart, okay, and in our mind. And for those of us who have his indwelling spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, we are in power. Remember, he says, power shall come upon you after you receive the Ruach HaKodesh. So we are in power to walk as our Mashiach walk. Yahuwah will be looking for that blood. That's the blood he's talking about. It represents the righteousness of Yahuwah and those of us who follow after him in his path of righteousness. Yahuwah kept the Most High laws and commandments. We ought to do what Yahusha does. He says, the work I do, you should do also. Hallelujah. So Yahuwah will be looking for that blood that covers those who are walking in Yahuwah's righteousness. And when he sees that blood, when he sees that blood, in other words, when he sees your righteous walk, that's what that blood represents. When he sees your righteous walk, which is, that blood is going to be accompanied by your walk. Because how did he say he's going to recognize his people? He said you'll know them by their fruits. You can't claim the blood and never show fruits. No. If his blood is truly upon your doorpost of your heart, you're going to have some fruits, okay? That's the blood he sees. That's the blood he sees. When he sees that blood, the plague and the pestilence will pass over you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, what does that say again? We're going to keep coming back to this thing. That says your protection is in your walk, your obedience, your compliance with the righteousness of Yahuwah. And his laws and commandments is his righteousness. And they're not far. They're in your heart. It says this protection is not for religious people. And that's what I said earlier. We not talk about these Christians. JC done it all. We don't have to. No, it's not. That's religious. It's not for religious people. It's not for people who say JC did it all. I can live any way I want. I'm saved. I'm sealed, right? But you walk like the devil. No, no. It's not for these kind of people. As you can see, and anybody that has an eye can see this, a whole lot of the church folk are taken aback. You can see that. You can see it on the even on the so-called demonic news networks. I mean, they're taking. You can see it online even. A lot of church folks taken aback. You know why? They don't trust the Most High. They don't trust the Most High. All these people saying, God, God, Jesus, Jesus, JC did this, and the Lord has blessed me. Not the Most High of Scripture. They don't trust the maker, the creator of heaven and earth. And they might trust their own God. And who they trust is the powers that be, the earthly authority. They trust their worldly, crooked pastor who is encouraging them to take that demonic vaccine. That's who they're trusting. That's who their God is for a lot of them. So no, your UL's protection plan, which is basically our insurance policy, is not for these kind of people. But here's the kind of people your UL's protection is for. And I'm going to go into the New Testament now. I'm going to go to John. We're going to see this because, you know, a lot of them, they don't like to go into the Old Testament. We like the whole Bible. We like the whole Scripture. So here's where you find the protection plan. You know, they'll say, the blood of JC, it's got me. Okay, you're going to see what that blood represents. It represents a righteous walk. Don't represent so-called, I'm saved and that's it. And the blood is covered, that's it. You know, and you see the same people at a nightclub, a strip joint, anywhere. See them in another man's, see them with another man's woman or another woman's husband. I mean, all kind of foolishness, but they on their way to heaven, though, you know, because they say it one day, JC, come into my life. Okay, this is a bunch of foolishness. But we're going to see what that blood, we're going to see what it represents. The blood that he says he want to see over the doorpost of your heart. We're going to see what that blood represents. It represents, I'll tell you now, it represents a righteous walk, and Scripture is going to bear it out. 1 John chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him. This is coming straight from Yahushua. That we have heard of him, and declare unto you that Yahuwah is light. See, the Most High is light. Light what? Truth. Hallelujah. Yahuwah is light. Truth. Okay. Truth. And what did it say in John 17:17? Thy word is true. What did it also say, though, in Psalm 119, Elder, 142? Didn't it say, thy law is true? Hallelujah. For those of you who says law done away with. Hallelujah. So it says that Yahuwah is truth. His words are truth. His laws are true. Psalm 119, 142. Hallelujah. And it says, and in him is no darkness at all. Okay. Here's the clarification right here. For those of you, start at verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, that means you're walking outside of his light, his truth. You're walking outside of his laws. Hallelujah. You're walking outside of it. Matter of fact, I feel a skeptic right here. I'm just going to do it real quick. The devil is a liar. Real quick, I'm going to go to Psalm 119. I know the one in the New Testament. Yeah, it does. In John 17:17, thy word is truth. But I don't know about that Old Testament stuff. No, I'm going right to the Old Testament for these devils. Psalm 119, 142, as I said earlier, reads as follows. In your King James, church-going man and woman, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. And listen here. And thy law... Thy law, L-A-W, thy law, the same law that you say done away with, is the truth. His law is truth. That's what I'm Psalm 119:142, his word is John 17:17, because they're all his word. What do you think his law is? His law is a part of his word. Hallelujah. The whole scripture is his word. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So we clarified that. So now we're going to go back and read it again. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, walk outside of his truth, walk outside of his laws and commandments, we lie. This is New Testament, Mr. Christian.
Mm-hmm.
We walk outside of his laws, we lie and do not the truth. Hallelujah. Do not, we don't even do his laws because we're walking in darkness. His laws are light. It says, but if we walk in the light, if we walk in his truth, if we walk in his word, if we walk in his laws, okay, if we walk in them, he says, if we walk in his light as he is in the light, because Yahushua walked in the light. Hallelujah. It says we have fellowship one with another. That means every believer, we have fellowship one with another. True believer who's walking in his life. We have fellowship one with another. And now here's where the blood come in. When you walk in the light, he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And listen, and the blood, there's that blood. That was back in Exodus. That was back in Exodus chapter 12. Verses 12, 13, and 23. That same blood. And the blood is, except now, instead of that wooden doorpost, is on the doorpost of our heart. That blood, our righteous walk, that blood of Yahushua HaMashiach cleanses us from all sin. And what is sin? The transgression of the law. Hallelujah.
Of the law.
If we see, so it goes on to say, if we say that we have no sin and that you never sin, you deceive yourself. Scripture says all is sin and comes short of the glory of God. And the truth is not in us. It says, but if we confess our sins, if you're walking in righteousness, if you're walking in compliance to your laws and commandments, it says, if we confess, if you slip, he is faithful and just. Now remember, if you walk in his light. You can't walk in his light if you're going around saying that his light is done away with. That's what you're saying. You're saying his truth, his laws are done away with. That means you're not walking in his light. That means this doesn't apply to you. But if we confess, if we walk in his light and we confess our sins, he is to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Okay? So that's what I got to go over verse 7 again. But if we walk in the light, his truth, his word, his laws, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach cleanses us from all sin. Okay, so that's what cleanses us. When we're walking in his laws, when we're walking in his righteousness, it says his blood, the blood of Yahushua, that atoning blood, that sacrificial blood that represents his righteous walk, that represents that we are followers of our Messiah, that we're walking in the righteousness that he walked in. Hallelujah. That blood, his blood, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the blood that Yahuwah is looking for in this day of time. That's our protection. That's our protection right now. And that's who qualifies for that are those who are walking in the righteousness of Yahuwah. So how you walk has to line up to your walk has to line up to Yahuwah's standard to be eligible for his protection. Okay? For his insurance policy. And Elder, before I turn it back over to you, I'm going to read his insurance policy. We already see his protection, his terms of his protection. We saw if we walk in his laws and commandments, he says he will put none of those plagues on us that he put on our oppressors. He said that back in Exodus 12, verses 12, 13, and 23. So, but let's go over again the insurance policy. Because when we buy an insurance policy for our car, we probably see it once when the representative is explaining it to us. But a lot of times they fold that paper up and give it to us. A lot of times we won't take that paper out until we have an accident or something, involved in an accident or something. You know, and even then we won't take it out. Even then we'll just call up and ask, are we covered, when the answer is right in that envelope. So here's the insurance policy. Mm-hmm. We're going to go over this insurance policy. It's found in the book of Psalms, chapter 91. This is the insurance policy to those who are walking in your Ur's righteousness. Okay? It's not for religion, not for Christians, it's not for Islam, it's not for Hebrew Israelites whose hearts have not been circumcised, who are not walking a righteous walk. This is not for the religious. This is for the righteous. This is for your Ur's people, those who love him. Those who love him. Because if you love him, what did he say you'll do? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And it says, he says, this is even the definition of love, 1 John 5 and 3. He says, this is the love. This is how you prove you love me. He said, this is the love of you, that you keep my commandments. So if you do that, here's your insurance policy. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Says, I will say of Yahuwah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my mighty one. In him will I trust. Okay, look up. We're about to get down to the nitty-gritty. It says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to lead us into a snare now. You see, you can see it closing. And it casts a wide net, but now you can see it pulling it in. First they say, nobody's going to be forced to take this demonic back. But now look what they're doing. They say, well, if you're a first responder, you have to take it. You're touching people. You have to carry people. Now the first responders, they bought it. They bought that lie and they take it. Well, if you're a school teacher, you're going to be working around the children, working around the students. They could contract it from you, or you could contract it from them. You got to take it. You want to keep your job, right? See, and they bought that lie. They're taking it. You know, they tell the policemen and firemen, you're out there protecting us. How could you protect us? And you're giving us this. You could give somebody a virus. That's not protecting. You know, you got to take it. You want to keep your job, right? See, they're getting, they're narrowing it down, the medical people. How can you be a nurse? How can you be a doctor? How can you be at somebody's bedside and you're not protected? Or they're not protected from you? Come on, stick your arm out. Stick it out long and wide. Let me jab you in. Okay, they're not protected. I mean, they bought the lie. See, so they're narrowing. They're pulling the strings of this net. That's what the fowler, the snare of the fowler. See, that snare, that trap, that wide net, now has been pulled tighter. Listen what the Ur say. That's how you catch birds. Because birds are wild, and they'll fly out. The slightest sense of danger, they'll fly away, and that net won't catch them. But if you do it, if you cast it wide enough, and you pull it in slow enough, inconspicuous, next thing you know, you got that net so tight, when that bird do try to fly, he'll bump right into the net. See, so that's what the devil wants to do with us. He wants to cast a broad net and then pull it in slowly. That's what the snare of the fowler is. He says, surely he shall deliver thee, though. He says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. The snare is the trap of the fowler. It says, and from the noisome pestilence. There you go. That's your coronavirus or whatever this thing is. It says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Okay? His truth. Didn't we just read what truth was in Psalm 119:142? Thy law is the truth. Hallelujah. His truth.
Right.
I don't know how you could say his laws and commandments don't apply anymore. He's telling you here his truth. Those same laws and commandments you say don't apply. He say his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Yahuwah is right. See, those are not our righteous. That's his right. Hallelujah. And he put them in our hearts. You know, those who love him. He say, and that truth, that your truth walk, that's your truth walk, you know, that truth shall be thy shield and buckler. You know, when that, let's just look at it as corona, as bullets flying at you. What is going to be your shield? You walking in your righteousness, that's your shield. You just put it right out in front of you, and they just bounce off. That's why a lot of you can just sit down and praise your right now. A lot of you haven't, this thing has come nowhere near you, you know, almost a year and a quarter now. It's going on a year and a half. And this thing has not touched you. And it will not touch you if you walk in the ways that he told us to walk. Walk in his righteousness. It says, it be your shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid, for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, because you have a shield and a buckler. It says, nor for the pestilence, corona, that walketh in darkness, okay? Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of destruction coming upon this world. Some say it's going to be a celebration and people who are contracting this virus, and then added on to that, it's, when they get this vaccine that has that Nephilim DNA in it, change your DNA, when they get it in you, and the 6 months or year go by, whatever, you think we're seeing something now, you're going to see some calamity on this earth. And I say the earth because this is a global campaign. They're rolling this out everywhere in places don't even need it. They're trying to push Africa, the continent with the lowest rate of this thing. It's almost minuscule. It's almost immeasurable because you can't even measure it. It's so small and minuscule. But they're pushing it. They act like that Africans are about to be wiped out. They're pushing it so hard. And their demonic leaders, are leading their people right to the slaughterhouses for their filthy lucre, filthy money. Yahuwah is going to deal with these white devils, the ones who are pushing it, the motherland of Africa, and he's going to deal with these demonic black devils who are accepting it and selling their own people to the slaughterhouses. But Yahuwah is going to save his remnant. Okay, so look. It says, a thousand shall fall at thy side. We're going to see a lot of people fall. We're seeing a lot of people fall to fear right now. That's why you see blacks and everybody just holding out their hand, taking that jab. Ones who say they wouldn't, they're falling to fear. See, a thousand fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But listen, but it shall not come nigh thee. So when everything starts hitting the fan, when they say when the crap hits the fan, it will not come nigh to his remnant, his elect, those who are walking in the light. Just like 1 John chapter 1 says, if you walk in the light, in his truth, as he is in the light, he says his blood will cleanse you. His blood will keep you protected because that messenger, that Malachim of doom and destruction, when he see the blood on your doorpost of your house, he's going to pass over you. It could be somebody right next to you that gets struck down, but it will not come nigh you. Hallelujah. This is your insurance policy. It shall not come nigh thee. Now, you are going to have some participation in this. You are going to have some physical, there is going to be some physical part of you that participates in this calamity. Don't get scared. It's not going to destroy you. And guess what that physical portion of your body, guess what it's going to be that takes part in this calamity?
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be with your eyes. Hallelujah. Just going to be with your eyes. That's the only part of your body.
All right.
That means you're going to look. You're going to look from afar off, and you're going to see the destruction. You're not going to participate in the destruction. You're going to see it with your eyes only.
That's right.
That's going to be the only thing that participates with your eyes. But your body is not going to be contaminated. It says, verse 8, only with thine eyes. That's the only part of your body.
Ooh.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. 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 It says, because, and he's giving you the reason, because thou hast made your Ur, which is our refuge, even the Most High, we made him our habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague. This judgment is not going to touch you. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his Malachim charge over thee. They're going to mount guard over you, his Malachim, to keep thee in all thy ways. Read over your insurance policy. I'm talking to the elect of Yahuwah right now, his elect, the remnant. Those who are walking in the righteousness of Yah. Read over your insurance policy and let it sink down, take root, because you cannot walk in fear when you know the truth. It said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Make you free from what? Make you free from fear. Make you free from torment. Free your mind from brainwashing and propaganda. It will make you free. Hallelujah. That's insurance policy, brothers and sisters.
All right.
Your protection during this dark hour and even darker hours to come, your protection is in your walk, your righteous walk. Your protection is in your walk. Hallelujah. Come on back up, Elvis.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start out by just reading. Let's listen to this clip, okay? And it's only about 3 minutes, and then we'll start. I'll be back up. So let's listen to what this young lady has done, because this has been a type of example of things that we've seen, and so we want to see it again here.
So
here we go.
Are you planning on getting your vaccine?
No.
No?
No. I don't trust it. I've never gotten the flu shot either, though, and you and I have talked about that, and several of the doctors on my team talked to me about, Wendy, we'll get the flu shot. I've never had the flu. I'm not getting a flu shot. I very rarely get a cold. I never have headaches. I don't take an aspirin because I feel my heart murmur or something like that. I'm not getting – no, I don't trust it. There, I said it. Yeah.
So let me go back to vaccines for a second, because what you say and believe is so important – to a lot of people. I mean, millions and millions of Americans are going to say, Wendy Williams didn't get a vaccine, so I don't want to get a vaccine. So let me just ask you, if there's anything that could happen that would make you feel comfortable, 10 million people get vaccinated without a problem. Your neighbor gets vaccinated, a sibling, your son gets vaccinated, someone that's dear to you gets vaccinated and does well, that might make you think, you know, just to get past the hassle of having to lie on my back, recovering from COVID-19 or maybe not recovering, is not worth the risk, that I might actually consider this vaccine.
I'm not getting the vaccine. Listen, 10 million people and more have the flu vaccine, and how many people per year catch the flu? You know, I'm not getting the vaccine, Dr. Oz. I'm not. I don't trust it.
And is there something in particular you don't trust about it, the fact that it was made quickly, the fact that we don't have enough follow-up? What specifically is bothering you about it?
Doctors are really smart people, but doctors don't know everything, and that's been proven as well. I'm not getting the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't get the vaccine, everybody watching. I'm just saying I'm not getting the vaccine.
It's not often that InfoWars brings you promo codes. And normally when we do a few times a year, it's one best-selling product that we offer a promo code on. But we're offering three promo codes on our three top-selling products. Winter Sun, vitamin D3 and vitamin K for immune system, selling out already at 25% off. It's 50% off with promo code S-U-N or Sun at the...
So, are you planning on getting your vaccine?
No.
No?
No. I don't trust it. I've never gotten the flu shot either, though, and you and I have talked about that, and several of the doctors on my team talked to me about, Wendy, we'll get the flu shot.
Yeah,
okay,
I just wanted to get us familiar with, you know, how some people are serious about that, you know. But, you see, we have seen serious people already. I'm not getting it. Same kind of rhetoric, you know. But then they turn around and do it anyway. You see?
That's right.
That's been their mistake. They find themselves on their deathbed after, you know, going against what they had preached and determined that they wasn't going to do. See? So that's all we want to make sure when you say you're not getting the vaccine. I don't want to hear no crap or talk about, well, I'm not saying that you don't shouldn't get it. I'm saying that you shouldn't get it. If I ain't going to get it, you should get it either. That's what I'm
Hallelujah.
Saying.
Hallelujah.
You know, because a lot of people, that sounds like a weak copy out or something. I'm not saying that you don't shouldn't get it. No, I'm saying that you and nobody else in this world should allow themselves to be tricked and be deceived by these doggone people out here that's spreading this disease, this drug sorcery among the people.
That's right.
Because just as sure as you sit there and say, well, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to say that you shouldn't get it. And then all of a sudden, a lot of people decide that they're going to get it because of what you decide that you ain't going to say that you should get it. A lot of people get it. And they as soon as they get it, the next thing they know, they're poison. They're a piece of poison walking among the people
right.
that they are walking among. You know, they are contaminated. They're contaminated. You see, and I don't care who don't believe it. I don't care what somebody say. You are a bald headed, funny looking liar if you gonna come out here against what I'm saying, because your own experts will let you know you're still subject to catch the virus, even after
That's
you
right.
call yourself
That's
protecting
right.
yourself, you see? And so we ain't gonna worry about that, you know? And so that's what I'm saying. So let's not be deceived by these phonies that are out here walking around amongst us, okay? So hallelujah.
Hey, Elder, one thing good about that chart clip, Wendy Williams, that was Wendy Williams. I know a lot of people probably recognize her voice. The gossip
mm-hmm.
lady
mm-hmm.
has a gossip talk show. Her talk show is about a gossip celebrity. And then that was Oz. He has a
mm-hmm.
television show, too, or at least he used to have one. He might still be on. I don't know. But, you know, she's a, whether she knows it or not, she's a Israelite woman, so-called African-American black woman, and he's
mm-hmm.
a Gentile. He's a white
mm-hmm.
guy. Now, this guy, now, here's a little funny. This guy, what I heard, and I guess these are people who follow him, and I've heard this online, that this guy used to be, a proponent of people, you know, who did not want their children to get vaccinated and everything. You know, most doctors are going to be on the side of the establishment, but I heard he used to be one of the ones who agreed with parents who talked
mm-hmm.
about the danger, who was concerned about the dangers of vaccines and, you know, how they cause things like autism and all kind of other things. So this
mm-hmm.
guy, it shows how the kind of show, when the pressure hits, how they all kind of fall in line, you know. Now, I hope Wendy Williams
yeah.
won't do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if she falls in line too when they really put that pressure to her behind, you know. Right now it sounds good. She's making a stand. But this guy, if it's true what they said, that these people who followed him, I never was a follower, but if it's true what they said, he used to be a proponent of people who had concerns about the vaccine, and I think that his wasn't going to vaccinate his children, and that was for other vaccines.
Yeah.
But now,
you
know, this demonic plot is in the world, and they're trying to, you know, do this population control, and so everybody, everybody on their payroll, you know, the powers that be, when they send the word down, you know, hey, we want everybody in lockstep. We want everybody that we've supported all these years. You better change your tune. You better walk in lockstep with what we're talking about. We preach the same message. That's why all the news networks and everything, you know, they try to act like they're against each other, one being for the Republicans, another network being for the Democrats. But boy, when it comes to this, the powers that be say, no, you all agree on this. And then even in
that's
the churches,
right.
You might got the white churches, you know, who conservative, the Southern Baptists, you know, they might have a history of racial issues. And then you got your black Pentecostal churches. They like to dance and shout and everything. You know, totally opposite from each other. But boy, when it comes to this, they tell them pastors, you better agree on this. You better agree. So all these devils, so now this guy fall in the line. He's done fell in line. And not only fall in line, he's trying to pressure and coerce her and, you know, coax her into doing it. Talking about, well, what do you got against it? What can I say to make you change your mind? What if I tell you a million people took the vaccine yesterday and none of them had any troubles? First of all, that would be a lie because it looked like you can't do over a couple of these things without somebody having some kind of adverse reaction. So he was lying right there. But he said, what can we do? Is it that because the vaccine is new? Is it because we haven't had time to trust it yet? You're Wendy Williams. And if you say you're not taking it, don't you know you're going
to
infect a lot of people that we want to kill? To make healthy? Don't you know you're going to throw a wrench in our plan to you know, get the herb down to the, you know, to the numbers that we
all
said to me, you know.
She better think about
he's
it.
Coercing her. Yeah, he's coercing her, man. You know, so I give her credit now, and if I'll pray for her. If she can hold tight, but the only way you can do it, she's in that demonic industry. The only way she can really do it is to give her life to Yahuwah. That's the only way, because he's our only protector in your walk. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Let me just throw this little bit. This is short, about 5 minutes or so. It's COVID-19 in the black community. This is what kind of familiarize people as to who. Yeah, about a month and a half ago. Yeah. So here we go. Let's listen to that and see what they think.
Dr. Leon McDougall, the president of the National Medical Association and a professor of family medicine at The Ohio State University. Great to see you. Thanks so much for being with us, doctor.
Good afternoon.
Well, the letter was put together by the Black Coalition Against COVID-19, as we mentioned. Walk us through the significance of this organization and why you feel it was so important to sign this letter.
It's critical. And you spoke to earlier about the lack of trust in the Food and Drug Administration and the government process that have created the vaccine candidate. So we've come together to let the black community know that we're part of overseeing the data. For example, the National Medical Association established a COVID-19 task force where we have assembled experts who have been meeting Pfizer. We have met with Moderna. We have met with AstraZeneca. So we're looking at that data also. We plan and hope to be in agreement with the Food and Drug Administration. we're a side-by-side voice that will look at that data and also share our thoughts on safety of the vaccine so there could be more confidence in it.
And Dr. Leon, let's talk about some of the things that, that cause that level of mistrust or at least contributed to it, because, you know, we'd like to think that the quality of medical care that you receive in this country has nothing to do with your skin color. But studies have found, for example, that black patients are less likely than white patients to receive treatment for pain. Black mothers are more likely to die in childbirth. Why does this happen, and how is it affecting how the pandemic is impacting black Americans?
So now you're speaking to racism, structural racism, and it's a legacy and ongoing events of today. And many communities such as mine here in Columbus, Ohio, we've declared racism as a public health crisis. So, and also there are historical events such as the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. That being said, we don't have to go back to the 1930s. We can focus right here on 2020, on how black and brown people weren't being counted initially for this pandemic. Hard to find the information, but there is distrust, and we don't have to go back in history. We can look at 2020.
So, doctor, this love letter to black America, as a black doctor, personalize this time for me, will you? What has it been like to deal with this pandemic and see so many black moms, dads, children, family members impacted by COVID in such high numbers?
Yes. So I'm a family physician practicing on the Near East Side of Columbus, Ohio, a predominantly African-American community. And it really hurts my heart to see the effects of COVID-19 on the community. For example, one of my patients around 35 years of age, former college athlete, actually looked like the Incredible Hulk prior to contracting COVID-19. So what happened? He was in the ICU for over a month, had to be placed on dialysis for kidney failure, and just tragic. Now, I have some good news. He was able to transition off of dialysis, but it just kind of speaks to it's not just a, well, whether you may live or you may die. No, there are chronic ailments that one can develop related to the COVID-19 infection. And then to hear about family members, grandmothers dying and that affecting the mental health of other people in the family, it's really tragic.
Well, doctor, we lift you up for what you're doing, not only as a physician, but just a human being. And we always appreciate a good love letter. Dr. Leon McDougall, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here.
Okay. Well, you know we're giving the best advice here right from the straight from the word of Yahuwah, okay? Because all of the, anything out there, if you're not waking enough, you see, and you're not listening to Yahuwah, and you see, you still see people, your own people being slaughtered by this garbage that they have put out there, and you're too naive to even research it, listen to what the Most High has to say about all of this, you see, you're just going to keep reasoning or rationalizing this junk some kind of way. You see, it's time for us to get out of that rationalizing BS that the Gentiles, we, a lot of us, have found ourselves following their strategy about everything. It ain't nothing but a strategy, a way to death. That's all I got to say. You got to up now, and you got to make up your mind. And you got to tell everybody out there that, look, this vaccine, this death, this is a poison that these people have decided to utilize against us, okay? And we can't be scared to tell this man, you're trying to kill me. We see it. You just got to be honest with yourself and most of all let him know how you see this thing. And you got to be strong enough to say, tell you, look, boy, you take your BS, your corona BS, and everything you got with it and get it out of here. You know, take it on back to some, you know, somewhere else, you know, because they've been doing this stuff with this same garbage with the people over in Africa, you see? And
yeah,
they won't acknowledge the truth about this stuff. They're going to just keep rationalizing. No, it ain't no time for that rationalized BS that they, you know, I don't care who it is. You know, you think I'm going to waste my time listening to you trying to say, oh, that's okay. We used to be afraid. We got something to reason why we scared of trash because of what we're down. No, we got a reason today, right now, why we don't trust it and why we won't allow ourselves to get involved with this BS that you are doing. You ain't nothing but full of SHIT. That's all I can say.
That's
you're
right.
Full of it. So you need to get the H away from us because that's what you got. There is no rationalizing about this stuff. You just be obedient to the word of Yahuwah that we have been teaching this evening, okay? If you be obedient to that, then you don't have to worry. You just gave us the insurance policy, you know, in Psalms 91. You just gave it to us, you see? So why are we going all of a sudden, just because we got the word doctor behind our name, well, heck, if that's the case, I got the doctor behind my darn name. But you think I'm going to be out there pushing, rationalizing? Yeah, this is why we need to do that. We should just do something with it anyway. That's a bunch of be hogwash. You got to be stronger.
Right.
You got to stand up so that the world will know that you are not part of this BS, Bill Gates BS crap that he done came up him and the people that follows them, okay? No, came up with the drug sorcery that you have had here all the time because we know you have killed millions and millions of people just a few years ago with your HIV drug that you came up with. You killed people. You murdered. And I tell you, I'm surprised. Well, you know what? I know Yahuwah. See, we are to trust him. Vengeance belong to him. So we're going to just wait on Yahuwah. We're going to follow him, follow his direction in this thing, because he's got it. He's got control. He's got it, you see? And so, you know, while y'all sitting out rationalizing and all of this crap, you know, trying to thinking you're going to please your own people while you make sure you please the other guy, the white man, as long as we can please them, see, they can see how nice I am and how I can just mesmerize our people and so forth, and they'll just fall in line with your BS. Your BS, you see. Yeah, that's what they want us to do, see. And so we're not going to do it. We got to come out of that trap. Otherwise, your black butt and everybody you know in your family, y'all all going to be dead, piled up in a pile, going straight to hell together, okay? Wake up and just start standing for the truth and don't be rationalized things, we're just going to wait. We've seen what happened. They need to. I know about paying your BS no attention to you when you're saying that. They don't give a darn about how you feel about being scared of anything. They don't. You can't be walking around here fearful from their BS that they putting out in the world. All I know is that crap. If you just get next to somebody that just had the shot, your butt's going to get sick. Okay? So they got something they doing. That stuff is filth. That is drug sorcery. And they are determined to take out as many of us as they possibly can. So let's quit rationalizing this death thing that they got up on. They trying to bring up on our people. You know, we need to forget about trying to be nice and talk nice about it. Oh yeah, we okay. We just with hell. The ATL hell with that BS. No, just get the H out yourself out of our neighborhood. Get away from us and take your garbage, your poison, your drug sorcery, and don't even allow it. Don't even bring it this way. Don't bring it our way. Okay? Now you're helping us. Otherwise, we'll be able to sit there. I don't like that. See, I don't like it at all. You're going to be sitting around rationalizing this crap. No, this ain't nothing to be rationalizing about. This is the real deal, the real devil that has a death trap designed to bring you down to hell with him because he know he can't be saved no kind of way, you see. We need to listen to what Yahuwah has said about this stuff, you know. He tells us, in the book of Revelation, if any man receives my, first of all, you got to become understanding and accept the truth. See, that's our problem, folks' problem. They don't want to accept the truth because when you see it, it shows you and it tells you this is the mark, this is the beast, this is it, okay? And then we're going to sit back, we're going to be ready to rationalize that. I say it's the market, it must be the market, the beast. Oh, I don't know about that. You know, stuff like that. Get out of my face, okay? If you're that stupid and silly that you don't want to believe what the word is saying about this mess, okay? You're in trouble anyway, so get out of my face. You're still with me because that's why too many of you will be dead dying, you see? And so that's why we got to wake up and get away from that rationalizing crap. I don't like it. I don't like it. I want you to be straight up.
That's right.
Even with whoever it is, you know, because these people, these Gentiles, they're not even worth you trying to rationalize with their poison. You're going to go rationalizing it. No, you know, they're not even worth it. So you're wasting your time, and then you're wasting your people's time by sitting up, you know, trying to be Mr. Nice Guy about it. Hell yeah, yeah, we got that. You ain't got nothing figured out if you're not standing up telling the truth about this like what it really is, okay?
That's
right. You better stand up and tell it. So,
hallelujah.
Okay? So that's all I'm saying.
Hey,
you better wake up.
That video, I mean, that clip you just, I'm glad you played it with that so-called blood doctor there because a lot of our people, you know, these devils are pulling out all the stops. So, you know, Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, you know, they know our people wasn't, a lot of our people wasn't going to follow them. So they always have the black, pulled out devils in their back pocket to just throw them out there. They're like the Pied Piper. I got two scriptures for that because Yahuwah's word, it says, you know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make them free from this deception because they're going to keep throwing out these black devils. Samuel, probably 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, it says, but Yahuwah said unto Samuel, and this when he was picking the king who's going to, potential king who's going to take Saul's place. Now, they was looking at the big, strong guys, you know, the David's brothers, and they wasn't going to bring David out because he was a little small guy, and they said, he ain't got no, you know. And Samuel said, do you got anybody else? He said, is David's father, Jesse. And they said, no, you don't got anybody. He said, you sure? You don't have nobody else? Well, we just have the little shepherd in the back. I know you don't want him. Samuel said, bring him out. So he brought him out, and the oil poured on David. Hallelujah, because it didn't pour on the big, strong guys because Yahuwah doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart.
That's right.
Our people can't be fooled and look at the outward appearance just because they roll out some old black sold out puppet demon, some Masonic demon, you know, he might look like he has the same skin color as you, but if all Israel is not of Israel, is not of your
That's
food,
right.
It's called you Israel the flesh, that doesn't mean you're Israel the spirit. So it says, look what it says. It says, look not on his countenance, on the outward appearance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. See? So he's not of Israel, Israel in spirit. It says, for Yahuwah see not as man, for man looketh on the outward appearance. See, we can't trust whoever they roll out, your favorite sports player, you know, a black guy, favorite entertainer. Oh man, I like the way they sing. Your favorite politician. They say, look not on the outward appearance. A man look at the outward appearance, but Yahuwah looketh on the heart. You see that? Romans 9:6-7. It says, not as though the word of Yahuwah have taken none effect. It says, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. You see that? See that doesn't mean they have the heart of Yah. That doesn't mean that they're His people in spirit, just because they're a physical descendant of Yaakov. It says, neither because they are of the seed of Abraham are they all children. In other words, are they all children of Abraham? It says, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. He has a narrow remnant. It'd be his people. Remember, their fruits, you should know them by their fruits. Don't just trust them by how they look, their color. Oh, he got look like me, you know. No. It says, curse is the man that put his trust in man and make flesh his arm. Jeremiah 17:5.
Yes.
And also, the last scripture, it says, let Yahuwah's word be true and every man a lie. Don't fall for the okey-doke just because they roll a black face up there and call it, like you say, put a doctor behind it. It could be a doctor. It could be a sports player because they know we like our sports players. It could be a entertainer. It could be, surely be a black preacher, a black politician, or all these black this, black that. You have to be a black teacher. You're going to probably have school teachers going out, black principal from the neighborhood school. Don't trust them. All Israel is not of Israel because they're holding by the fruits. If they preach this demonic thing, Yah has already given you his insurance policy. He says, I will protect you. I will protect you. It says the plague will not come nigh you if you just walk in my righteousness, walk in my laws and commandments, walk in my righteousness. You say, when I see your walk, the blood, I'm going to have the Malachim, the death message, I'm having to pass over you. That's your protection. What you want to do, you want to get out of it. A lot of you don't want to walk righteous, so you want to get the jab or something, and you think, oh, if I get the jab, I could keep on going. I don't have to act righteous. I don't have to walk righteous. I could keep my girlfriend on the side and have my wife and keep smoking my dope, everything. I don't want to stop having fun. Let me just get the jab. Yeah. No, that's because you don't want to trust in your Ur. Your heart is not good. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. I don't care what color, black, white, green, yellow. It doesn't matter. If you are not of Yahuwah, you are none of his. So the scripture says, like Yahuwah knows those who are his. Hallelujah. So people, don't look. Don't be fooled by these people that they roll out on television, radio, whatever, just because they dark skin, nappy hair. They could be as far away from Israel as Satan himself. Don't be fooled by their outward appearance. Yahuwah doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Elton.
All right. That's good. See, that's why I was going to just kind of read this real quick, too, because we only got a few more minutes here. Look, it right here, Revelation 14. Okay, I'll start down all the way down to verse 8 right now. And another messenger followed, saying, Babel is fallen. Fallen is fallen. Just in case if you don't know who Babel is, you better go back. Go back to Isaiah chapter 47, okay? And it could explain to you on that. You open up your eyes a little bit so that you can understand. Babel, you're looking at this United States here, okay? This place we're sitting at right now, that's Babel, okay? So that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her whoring. You see, we're talking about a whore here in the eyes of Yahuwah. Okay, this is a nasty, filthy whore. All right? And it says, and a third messenger followed them, saying with a loud voice. Now, this is what I want you to understand, that soft talk that these people out there are speaking, coming out of their heads just because they got a doctor behind their name and so forth. That's a bunch of BS, because it says here, if anyone, listen to that, worships the beast and his image and receives his mark upon his forehead or upon his hand. You see what the word of God said? Now, that ain't changing. If anyone,
that's right,
you know, worship, that means if anybody go out there right now and decide, oh, okay, give me the bag. I want the vaccine. Yeah, I go on and take it just because. Yeah, if you that's foolish and that's stupid, look what the word is saying about you. He says, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahuwah, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath, and he shall be tortured, listen to that, with fire and sulfur before the set apart messenger and before the Lamb. Okay, so this is what this is your destination. This is that you will be destined to. If you go ahead on out there and just start just be Mr. Soft Guy, oh, I just go ahead and take the vaccine, I'll be all right. I see, we'll see how it goes. Because I don't, trying to lie to yourself, that I don't believe in it. You know, I bet you once these black people, once they take that vaccine, that mark, I believe the truth come to them. I think things start coming to them, and they realize, that they done screwed up. They have hurt themselves. For good, okay, and the smoke of their torture goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. Those worshiping the beast, those taking the coronavirus now, okay, those worshiping the mark of and his image also. If anyone receives the mark of his name, okay, even Gentiles out here. That is not even following no kind of religion. I see a lot of them are coming to the same conclusion after they have read this, that this is the mark of the beast, that coronavirus thing. Okay, that's what it is. They want to blind you. They don't want you to know this. Okay, they don't want you to even teach this. But I don't give a dang about what they want or not. This is the word of Yah. We're going to teach it.
All
you see. Here is the endurance of the set-apart ones, okay? Here are those guarding the commands of Yahuwah and the belief of Yahushua, you see? And I heard a voice out of the heavens saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Master from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, in order that they rest from their labors, and their works follow with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay? So you know, I want you to know about this. That's why we have to look at this, because we're tired of these soft-sounding guys, black people coming up, you know, can't make up their mind for sure how they want to answer the questions, because they think they're fooling somebody, trying to make sure that they satisfy this Gentile, this Babylonian demon here in this country.
That's right.
You know. Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's all they're doing. They want to make sure they satisfy him. You see? So we got no mercy for those kind of people, because they hate their own people. That's why they teach. That's why they talk like that, because they're doing it on purpose, trying to be Mr. Nice Guy. You see, we don't go that. We don't go that route. Mm-mm. No, we don't. Hallelujah. So if anyone, you have... Okay, Elder, if you have anything else to say, that's it. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to get ready to close it down.
That's it.
Okay, all right. Hallelujah. I was just looking at a beautiful song that I wanted to play, And let me see if I can find it real quick. Daughters, let's see. Let's see.
While you're looking for it, I'll just remind the people, mm-hmm. your protection mm-hmm. is in your walk. Hallelujah. That's your protection.
Yes, hallelujah. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to keep in mind so that Israel.
Hallelujah.
Anyway,
you walk, yeah. you walk in so right, you hit it right with your horse. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we're going to be all right if we keep teaching this truth and keep, you know, showing the world this is what we're all about, okay? And so the devil wants to come up against us and try to fight. I'm going to remind them, remember Pharaoh's army, okay? Try that.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Remember
Hallelujah.
How did they, and the thing is, I want them to also know for a fact that you will be coming up against the same Heavenly Father, the Mighty One, that brought the children of Israel across the Red Sea and drowned it, Pharaoh, okay?
So that's right.
I want you to know that.
Hallelujah.
That's the one you're coming up against. So you think you're that bad enough to, you know, go across, follow, do something that, you know, you think you're bad enough to do? No. You can try and see what happens. Check your outcome. See if they're going to be looking at you still rotting, down in the Red Sea somewhere, you know, so many hundreds of years from today. Okay? So let's don't deceive ourselves. Okay? Let's follow Yahuwah and be righteous before him. Okay? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So that's why we are out here. We have to warn the people. We have to, Satan wants to destroy you. His Bill Gates and his Fauci and his every other thing that is following him, they wants to slickly ease slip in. Know that they don't have no doggone right all of a sudden to sanctify themselves or set themselves apart to kill as many people in this world. That's a bold-faced, pitiful lie that they done bounced themselves off on and start walking on, you know? They wants to put that, they want the world to accept them being, we the experts of this country. And yeah, you're an expert, but everything you do as an expert for the people, you're killing them, you're murdering them. That's what's going on. We're not blind people that we can't see. And don't think you can just scare us and we better not say nothing, even if we see the truth. No, we see the truth. We see that you are a murderer, okay? Just
That's
like
right.
your father, the devil, been a murderer
That's right.
from the beginning. So that's why we're speaking out. We got to speak out, okay? Because that's what you are. You know, you done came up on this earth and walking out here thinking you so great that now we could just kill as many people we want. Well, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just call it the COVID-19 thing. Because it's all us. That's our token now. We're killing people. We're destroyed. We have our rights. But you don't have the right to ever think you can walk around and slaughter people, kill the people in the people's face. And that's what's bothering me, too. You know, the world just going to sit back and watch these few demons here come out with this crap, you know, and just be slaughtering and killing people. But I tell you,
they're under a spell, Elder. They're under a demonic spell, the world. That's why the world is just spellbound.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it looks like they're paralyzed. You know, they've been bewitched. They're under a literal demonic spell. The media has cast them under the spell, that global media.
Yes. Uh-huh. So that's what they done did to them. So we, you know, and that's why we, you know, speaking. We can't have it. We can't have it. Okay.
Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Forgive our forefathers. Breaking the commandments. Yeah. Breaking the law.
Father, I'm sorry for ever leaving your side. Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Say we broke all of your commandments. We played the harlot. We did it so wrong, so wrong. We committed adultery. And for doing it, say we failed as a nation. Say we broke your law while you were long suffering and being patient. Father, I'm sorry. We never meant to hurt you, hurt you. We never meant it.
We never meant it.
But Father, I don't blame you for kicking us out of our land. It's sending us through tribulation. We really deserved it.
Captivity in Babylon.
Father, we apologize. We apologize. We just want to come back home, and make it right this time.
Worship another religion.
Yeah.
Follow another religion.
Yeah. Bring us back home. Bring us back home.
We'll never do it again.
Higher.
We need it to ourselves. To get you in so many ways,
Father.
Right now,
Father, we love you.
Forgive us, Father.
Father, we love you.
I think you'd be gone so long.
We never meant to do you wrong.
Even since your son, we killed him.
We broke all
of
your
commandments.
Father, I'm sorry.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to close out on a high note. And this is a good one right here. We're going to just close out today, tonight, on this one here.
All right. Oh, yeah, it's going to be righteous around here. It's a new true world order. Yeah. Stretch out the commandments over there so the world can see. Shout you about to rule for 1,000 years here on earth. And the Hebrew Israelites about to rule with it. Rather mother nations over there.
And line of-
come back. Wickedness in this kingdom. No evilness. There's a book of joy.
New government.
A new government, man.
Yeah, a new government.
That's right. See, with King David used to rule. It was cool. But when Yeshua come back, it's going to be something new.
It's going to be something new. A new government.
Y'all get ready.
We're
gonna be kings and queens.
King and queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be nothing like it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Like it.
You know, we're gonna have love everywhere.
Yeah.
And only the righteous gonna be in this place. Yeah.
Ooh.
We're gonna have a new government.
Be a new government.
Yeah. I'm gonna have you about 1,000
servants.
Yeah. They're gonna be serving us, man.
Yeah.
So don't get mad while they, you know, tripping on you right now. They're gonna be bowing down in a minute.
Yeah, there we go. See, now this is why these demons wants to destroy the children of Israel. We got our new home, our new government is gonna be for
new
us.
New government.
And neither one of those raggedy demonic Gentiles who are pushing this vaccine, Corona and everything, they won't even be allowed to look at us in there.
Not at all.
They're going,
Hallelujah. They got another destination they're going to. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to the new government that the Yah is.
New government. Kingdom of Yah. Hallelujah.
So that's going to do it for us. Say my shalom.
All right. Well, shalom, family, and good night. Hallelujah. Hello.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.